And as James was just discussing there in the papers, the Prime Minister's really being pounded now by another pretty explosive leak from inside the Liberal Party. It comes in the shape of emails from the party's federal treasurer, a man by the name of Phil Higginson, highly critical of what he says is a conflict of interest involving the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin. The dramatic leak coincides with warnings in another newspaper that up to seven ministers have deserted Tony Abbott, pressure intensifying on the Prime Minister's leadership. Political editor Alison Carabine is in Parliament House. Hello, Alison.
Good morning, Fran.
Alison, these emails are from Phil Higginson. He's the Liberal Party treasurer and he's a Tony Abbott friend and loyalist. Is it going just too far, do you think, to say the Prime Minister is now facing a political crisis, a new political crisis surrounding his office and therefore, ipso facto, his leadership?
No, I don't think it is, Fran. This does have the potential to bring matters to a head, at least as far as Peter Credlin's role as Chief of Staff is concerned. The leak regards two emails that Phil Higginson sent on the weekend to members of the party's federal executive, the very upper echelon of the Liberal Party. In this correspondence, Phil Higginson writes that the most serious dilemma facing the party is this ongoing conflict of interest involving the marriage of Peter Credlin, the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, and Brian Loughnane, who's the Liberal Party's Federal Director. He questions how the party ever let a husband and wife team into these roles. It's a situation that would never be tolerated in corporate Australia. He sees it, Phil Higginson sees it, as highly damaging, Fran, because it leads to, in his words, wooden and unreliable communication and possible retribution for anyone who opposes the status quo. So in a nutshell, any MP may be hesitant to complain or raise issues with either Peter Credlin or Brian Loughnane about the direction of the party, about the Prime Minister's office, for fear of a backlash. Further, Phil Higginson writes that he is overwhelmed at the moment, overwhelmed by the sheer vitriol in the party at the moment.
Yeah, these are heavy words to see in print from an insider, aren't they? Retribution, vitriol, pent up animosities and enmities. The pressure is really building on the Prime Minister and also his Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin. And this comes just a day after an interview in the Australian newspaper where Peter Credlin makes it clear she's not planning on going anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. But I think this intervention by Phil Higginson means that something has now got to give. Phil Higginson has given voice, Fran, senior voice, to much of the discontent within the parliamentary party about the current arrangements. As you noted, he is close to the Prime Minister and he does have influence with Tony Abbott. If the Prime Minister needs or wants a circuit breaker, he certainly needs one. If he wants some clear air, something has got to give. But he has proven blindly loyal to his Chief of Staff so far. And as you have just referenced, that interview she gave to the Australian yesterday does quite clearly suggest that she's not for turning, she's not going anywhere. Now, the other option, of course, would be for Brian Loughnane to move on. But he's not the lightning rod that Peter Credlin is when it comes to the party room. So the pressure is on Peter Credlin.
I guess another option is for Phil Higginson to move on, but then that's going to unleash things too.
Well, he's threatening to do that.
Yeah. Alison, as is the way with these things, once you've had a spill motion, even though the Prime Minister weathered it, to be sure, the newspaper journalists around the place are going to keep hunting. Now, the Fairfax Press have been ringing government front benches to check on whether they're still supporting the Prime Minister. They say seven ministers are saying off the record that they no longer support Tony Abbott. These are ministers, according to Fairfax, who voted against the spill motion 2 weeks ago. This PM's year of living dangerously looks like it could come to a head again sooner rather than later. What do you think?
Well, there's every potential for that to happen, Fran. It's now been a fortnight since the attempted leadership spill and the Prime Minister's fortunes have hardly improved. In that time, it would appear that he is losing support. Fairfax reporting that it's spoken with seven ministers, all of whom supported Tony Abbott in the spill ballot, but they are now saying that they will move against him if he can't turn things around. Now, we don't know who these ministers are, but they are on top of the handful believed to have voted against the Prime Minister 2 weeks ago. And remember, it's only going to take about a dozen more people voting against the Prime Minister for his leadership to crumble. The timetable, how this might unfold, there's certainly no appetite to move against the Prime Minister before next month's New South Wales election. He will also be given the budget to try and lift his fortunes. But if there's no turnaround by then, another spill could be on the cards end of May or early June. But such is the current volatility. There is every chance that matters could come to a head sooner rather than later.
On that front, though, if turning around the party's fortunes is the test, today's news poll should do something to cool this down a bit, because there's certainly been a jump of support for the coalition as a two-party preferred vote and a fall in support for Bill Shorten and the Labor Party.
It's hardly been a glorious fortnight for the coalition, but despite its trials and tribulations, the government has closed the gap on Labor two-party preferred to 6 points. Now, that's still a very comfortable lead for the ALP, but it's a better performance by the coalition. Also, Bill Shorten's lead as preferred Prime Minister has shrunk from 18 points just 2 weeks ago to 8 points. So Bill Shorten still ahead as preferred Prime Minister, but Tony Abbott making quite substantial gains. On the surface, it does seem quite inexplicable, but I suspect the previous results were probably exaggerated. Fran, this set of numbers more a correction. And in another glimmer for the Prime Minister, 51% do consider Tony Abbott more capable of handling national security, compared with 31% for Bill Shorten. So he does have something to cling to.
Yes, they rate him highly on national security and the economy, and they're two key ones. National security, of course, has been, as this indicates, that news poll indicates, one of the Prime Minister's strengths. But he did hit a few sour notes with that security announcement yesterday, Alison. Free speech, and also his criticism that, you know, indication that Muslim leaders, he thinks, are not speaking out enough against extremism. He says people describe Islam as a religion of peace. I wish more Muslim leaders would say that more often and mean it.
Yeah, he was drawing a distinction between Western leaders and Muslim leaders. He hears that message about Islam being a religion of peace from Western leaders, and he wants more Muslim leaders to say that more often and mean it. The response from the Muslim community is that his remarks were unhelpful and divisive, dog whistling to the racists out there. That's how Randa Kattan from the Arab Council of Australia has put it. Joe Hockey was on the project last night, and he was taken to task by Walid Ali, who cited some of the many examples of Muslim leaders confronting extremism. Let's have a listen.
The most powerful voice in condemnation of extremism, Islamic extremism, is going to be the voice of moderate Islamists, moderate Muslims. And in my case, as you know, my Palestinian heritage, I am not afraid to say to people that, hang on, there are good people who are standing up to extremists.
Sure, now, but the point is that they're being accused of not doing enough. I'm wondering how much more do you want them to do? How much more do you want them to say?
As much as they possibly can, as we all have a responsibility.
So it looks like the Prime Minister's comments have further alienated the Muslim community at the worst possible time, Fran.
And thanks very much, Alison. Alison Carabine, our political editor, and we will be speaking with one Muslim leader from Melbourne about these comments from the PM a little later in the program. And in terms of that news poll and the fortunes of the two major parties, the Deputy Labor Leader, Tanya Plibersek, is our guest after 7:30.